Listener's discretion is advised. Good evening to all of the parties who are listening here tonight on this Easter Sunday edition of Random Stuff. Now, if you have not heard the current status of Truth Social, well, there is bad news from Jimmy Fallon just a few days ago.
Has anyone here been on former President Trump's social media app, Truth Social? Well, that's the problem. Apparently, Trump is upset. He's furious because his Truth Social app is a flop. Yep. Trump hasn't been this mad about an app since someone sent him buffalo cauliflower tenders by mistake.
What is this? I want the fingers of the chicken, please. In the shape of a dinosaur. Thank you.
Yep, Truth Social isn't very popular. At this point, even Rudy Giuliani's OnlyFans account has more traffic. That's right, Trump is furious because other than Trump Airlines, Trump Steak, Trump Vodka, Trump Mortgage, Trump Magazine, and Trump University, it is the first business fail of his career. So, you know, yeah.
Well, so much for that Truth Social app. Now let's get to... Wait, what's that? We got some breaking news on this breaking news edition of Meanwhile called...
Breaking Meanwhile!
This Breaking Meanwhile segment of this podcast monologue, folks, is where Russia now has to deal with everyone in NATO. Yes, the people who are going to join NATO and the ones who are in NATO. And perhaps now Russia has gotten worse. And of course, what are their ships sunk? And then there's some Russian army people getting bamboozled and all of the other stuff against Russia. And here is what happened, courtesy of the host of The Late Show on CBS.
Speaking of fighting the bad guys, the Ukrainian military announced that a Russian warship has been seriously damaged in the Black Sea after Ukrainian forces struck the ship with anti-ship Neptune missiles. I'm surprised they're called Neptune missiles because Russia, Ukraine's kicking Uranus.
Thank you. Part two?
Yeah.
Double teaming me? Over there? There you go.
At first, Russia downplayed the damage to the vessel. But late this afternoon, the Kremlin's military spokesman released this statement.
You sank my battleship.
It's true. Today, Russian state media confirmed that the warship Moskva had sunk. Of course, since it's Russian state media, they had to spin it as a positive. Today, battleship Moskva begins new mission to denazify Bikini Bottom and finally get secret to Krabby Patty. Of course, I'm sure I did the accent right. I have a really drifting Russian accent. It gets Italian very quickly. Of course, Russia claims the goal of their invasion was to prevent the eastward expansion of NATO, but the attempt to intimidate their neighbors seems to have backfired because now Sweden and Finland are making moves to join NATO. It could be. This is huge news. No one saw it. It could be the most shocking Nordic alliance since black licorice joined forces with salt. Is it candy or a dirty snow tire? Pick a lane. Yesterday, the Swedish and Finnish prime ministers held a joint press conference where Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin said Finland was ready to make a decision on joining NATO within weeks. Well, they have to. Their coupon is about to expire. Refer a friend, get 1 month of NATO free with promo code SUCKITPUTIN. Over the weekend, Prime Minister Marine explained, Russia is not the neighbor we thought it was. What neighbor did you think it was? Just listen to Russia's State Farm jingle.
Like a good neighbor, we bomb your house!
Now, this move is a little risky, as Russia has repeatedly warned Finland against joining NATO, threatening serious military and political consequences. Oh, damn. That's not what I meant when I wished this war would finish. Damn you, monkey paw! Damn you! Cursed. I wished not. Monkey paw. Sweden is expected to join NATO too, if only to keep the Russians from seizing their strategic reserve of Skarsgård. None of this has stopped Russian officials from issuing more threats. Take deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council and chef declaring, that's a spicy turnip. Dmitry Medvedev. Medvedev, who used to be the Russian prime minister and the Russian president before doing whatever the hell his new no-show job is, wrote a post on Telegram in which he threatened Russia would build up nuclear forces in the Baltic Sea area if Sweden and Finland join NATO. One problem, according to the Lithuanian defense minister, Russia already has nuclear weapons in the Baltic region. Okay, you can't threaten to do the thing you're already doing. That's like sending a ransom note that says, send us $1 million or we will cut up your magazine. The whole world... The whole world has turned against Russia, including the Republic of Netflix, which suspended service there last month. Now, Russian Netflix subscribers launched a class action lawsuit for loss of service. Then, after a few hours, a screen popped up saying, are you still suing? And you had to click yes. It's not just the viewers who are mad, because Netflix also halted the development and acquisition of all Russian-made TV shows and films. That is rough news for anyone. Sure, it's the right thing to do, but it's rough news for anyone excited about the new season of Bridgertato. Fun fact, the Viscount's sexy butt is potato. Spring is nice.
And now, the Russians are closing in on one of the Ukrainian cities and just one step closer to taking over the entire country of Ukraine, and it gets worse every time I see it. But after this brief ad, we got some news about Donald Trump. Find out why when we return after these words in your favorite podcast apps.
Are you an anti-vaxxer who is tired of restaurants with an authoritarian vaccine mandate? Then visit the COVID Garden, the only restaurant chain with absolutely no health regulations. Our employees never wash their hands, guaranteed. Enjoy signature COVID dishes like Quarantini Alfredo. One taste and you'll say, I can't taste anything. Also on the menu, spinach and artichoke diphtheria, fried mozza rubella sticks, spaghetti carbon anthrax, and chicken malaria. Just like mama used to contract. So visit today and let our cucina send you to the hospitaliano. The COVID Garden. When you're here, your family is in danger.
Doofenshmirtz Able Incorporated.
And we're back after this brief ad, folks. Now let's get to the segment. A segment once ran by the host of The Late Show on CBS during former President Trump's European tour called...
Why in the world is Donald Trump?
Well, this segment of Why in the World is Donald Trump is, well, Trump talking to his best friend Sean Hannity on Sean Hannity's own late night, actually not late night, it's prime time show, Hannity on Fox News, and Yeah, he's still talking about the 2020 election. It's safe to say that Trump is still living in the past, huh? Well, I guess Kimmel knows that feeling.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump is bored. Donald Trump is doing a lot of interviews. Al Capone dialed into Hannity last night. And you're not going to believe this. He's still going on about the election.
Had we won this election, which we did.
Well, hold on a second. I'm going to... It's just, had we won this election, which we did. He's so out of it, he's forgetting to lie now. But go on, get to the part where no bad things would ever happen if you were still in charge.
Had we won this election, which we did, had we been put in place or left in place, we would have had absolutely, first of all, we wouldn't have had the Ukraine situation with Russia. We have inflation, wouldn't have happened. We have Ukraine, wouldn't have happened. You'll probably have Taiwan, that would never have happened. None of this stuff would have happened.
Had I won this election that I won. If Donald Trump was president right now, he'd be throwing rolls of paper towels at Ukrainian refugees. He also, even though we now know without a doubt that Putin is a murderer and a war criminal and as bad a human being as they come, even though we're on the precipice of nuclear war with this monster, Trump cannot stop bragging about how well he knows the guy.
When I look at what's happening, it never would have happened under the Trump administration, regardless of strength one way or the other. I knew Putin very well. Almost as well as I know you, Sean.
You both see me naked, and it's a beautiful thing. There are body bags on screen. He's bragging about the dudes he knows and how well he knows them. Hannity, for his part, keeps trying to get Trump to say the right thing. Last month, when Trump called in, after he called Putin smart, Hannity asked him, he said, "You recognize he is evil, do you not?" Trump had no comment on that. And so again, last night, Sean tossed him the softest of balls, and once again, he whiffed bigly.
I asked you the last time you were on whether you think that this is evil in our time. Do you believe this is evil in our time?
I think in 100 years, people are going to look back and they're going to say, how did we stand back and NATO stand back, which in many ways I've called a paper tiger. Don't forget, I rebuilt NATO because when I became president, the first thing I noticed when I went there to the first meeting was that most of the countries were not paying or were paying far less than they were supposed to.
He seems to think NATO is like a golf country club. Like, some of the members weren't paying their dues. I doubled the Greens fees. I wonder if he even knows what NATO stands for. Maybe he thinks it's short for Shark NATO? And again, he would not call Putin evil and instead turned our collective attention to what Donald Quixote believes is the number one problem we face.
Today, I saw a big story that millions and millions of dollars are being charged on windmills because they're killing eagles. They're killing the bald eagle and other eagles and other birds. And we have these windmills all over the place, and the environmentalists pretend they love them, but they're really hurting our country.
What is the deal with him and the windmills? Did he have a traumatic mini-golf experience as a child? Maybe it messed up his hair. Maybe that's why his hair is like that. I don't know. I feel like the hamster that powers his brain is getting tired right now. This is the effect our dear misleader has had on people who follow him. Some of the dummies who stormed the Capitol on January 6th are saying they did it because it was a presidential order. And so far, that defense isn't going great, at least not for one rioter who was convicted on all counts today. And it's not just the storm trumpers who've been taking orders from Emperor Palpatine. It's regular, everyday criminals, too.
Tulsa police say Randy Cantwell went to a car dealership near 61st and Mingo and asked to look at an Audi in the lot. They say Cantwell tried to drive away with it, saying he was a federal marshal and claiming the dealership stole the car. Employees blocked the car in and called police. Investigators say Cantwell had no ID verifying that he was a federal marshal, and he told them he became a marshal when former President Trump enacted martial law.
Right. It makes sense. If they both have the word marshal... right in the...
Well, I'm afraid I had some bad news. First of all, Trump did not in any shape or form enacted a martial law when he was president. And two, I've seen videos on YouTube where someone pretends to be a federal marshal and do some trying to, like, give orders to everybody, and ended up getting arrested. Man, the Trump effect is still going strong. Had he won, none of this would have happened. Well, he would have let it happen. That would have been the word that Trump would be looking for. But we're just going to move on. But after this brief ad, I get to listen to some Kurt Carr. Yes, that same Kurt Carr song that was viral on TikTok. You know what? I'll tell you the title. It's the song called In the Sanctuary. So, stay tuned, folks.
Times have been tough, but tough is what Pfizer is all about. We're proud to have developed a life-saving vaccine in record time, protecting over 100 million Americans from COVID-19, allowing communities to come together again. And while we heal, we want to remind you, we still make boner pills. The original boner pills. The best boner pills. Trust us to vaccinate your kids. If it wasn't for our boner pills, you might not even have kids. Happy holidays from Pfizer. The Boner People.
Available at Walgreens.
And we're back after this brief ad on this Sunday, Easter Sunday edition of Random Stuff. Now, let's get to some gospel song. Yeah, gospel music is what I mean. But here to introduce that particular gospel group is the man who hosted the BET Awards many years ago. And the man whose name is Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together, singing one of the great old songs. In the Sanctuary is one of them down-home songs that feel good, that everybody ends up saying, yes, Lord. And nobody does it better than Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singer.
Oh, God, once again, we come into your presence. So we stand on our feet and lift our hands. Come on, everybody.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Yep. Thank you, Kurt Carr, for that wonderful gospel song called In the Sanctuary. Now, after this brief ad, folks, let's wrap it up and get back to work. So stay tuned.
Are you one of millions of Americans who can't get enough of Engunful? Do you have an uncontrollable urge to sing and dance to its irresistibly catchy songs?
We don't talk about Bruno, no.
I'm Lin-Manuel Miranda. Have the songs of Encanto brought your life to a joy-filled yet grinding halt? Well, now there's hope. Encantix, the only prescription medication clinically proven to curb your cravings for the Encanto soundtrack.
Our kids were listening to Bruno 200, maybe 300 times a day. With Encantix, we've gotten it down to a solid 125.
We don't talk about Bruno, no.
Thanks, Encantix.
Encantix is a first-of-its-kind pill that doesn't go in your mouth. Simply insert one into each ear canal. Take a break. From the sonic delights of national treasure Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's me.
Now I can spend less time singing and more time drinking at work. Thanks, Encantix.
Encantix. Take dos oruguitas and call me in the morning.
Encantix is not intended for use to curb Hamilton, Moana, or any other Disney musical. Call your doctor if you can't stop talking about Bruno for more than 4 hours. Encantix may cause explosive jazz hands. Encantix, from the makers of Prozac.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, everybody!
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated.
After hours.
Finally, a good night's sleep.
Folks, that is it for this edition of Random Stuff, and that is it for my spring break as well. I only have a few more weeks to go before graduating in the community college, so I'll finish it off, and we're gonna continue with our third season of Random Stuff upcoming May, and maybe a Mother's Day primetime special. Just maybe. But until then, have a great rest of your school year, or have a great rest of your night. Good night.